Donald Gibb, Revenge of the Nerd Star, dies at 71. By Simon Kent on May 13, 2026. Donald Gibb, the versatile American actor who strode into public view courtesy of classics like Revenge of the Nerds and Bloodsport, has died. He was 71. Gibb's son, Travis, confirmed to TMZ his father died Tuesday from health complications at his Texas home. The TMZ report laid out some of the achievements that drew acclaim and applause in equal measure for the 6'4" icon. Gibb was probably best known for playing the hulking, simple-minded fraternity bro Ogre in the 1984 comedy Revenge of the Nerds. He reprised the role in the 1987 sequel Revenge of the Nerds 2, Nerds in Paradise, as well as the 1994 TV movie Revenge of the Nerds 4, Nerds in Love. In 1988, he co-starred alongside Jean-Claude Van Damme in Bloodsport as Ray Jackson, a beefier, more explosive American martial artist, who served as counter-programming to Van Damme's cool and calculated Frank Dux. He reprised the role for the 1996 follow-up. The list did not stop there for the busy New York-born actor who played briefly for the San Diego Chargers before suffering an injury in an automobile accident. Gibb's most recent film credits include Hancock, Eight of Diamonds, The Biggest Fan, The Lightning Bug, and Grind. On the small screen side, TMZ notes he had one-off roles in The Young and the Restless, The X-Files, The A-Team, Seinfeld, Days of Our Lives and Magnum, P.I. Gibb also lent his voice to several video games, including Rage, Mafia 2 and Alter Echo. He got his first big break appearing as a henchman in Clint Eastwood's 1980 action comedy Any Which Way You Can. Forbes reports Gibb's last credited screen role was in the 2026 sports thriller Hands. According to IMDb, Gibb also has a role in the forthcoming horror film Burlesque Ghost Hunters, which does not yet have a release date. Gibb was the spokesman for Chicago bar trader Todd's, through which Gibb marketed Ogre Beer, named after his iconic character in Revenge of the Nerds. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.